It is almost Easter, and I am so glad you are joining us today, here to celebrate on the Press On Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Press On Podcast. My name is Justin. I'm so glad you're joining us. This is episode 117, and like I mentioned in the intro, it is Easter, at least as of recording. It is Easter week. This is the Wednesday before Easter 2024. Just a special time for us as Christians to reflect on the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate gift that God gave us, which was his son to die on a cross so we could be in a right relationship with Jesus, with God forever and eternity. And I'm thankful for this week. And I want to be intentional about celebrating this week each and every year. Yes, I want to celebrate the whole Holy Week leading up to the cross, leading up to the crucifixion, but the ultimate celebration comes on Sunday when Jesus demonstrated his power over death, over the enemy, by raising from the dead. It is a great week as a Christian. It's a sorrowful week. It's a bittersweet, as some people would like to say. But I want to be intentional. In fact, we've always been intentional on this podcast to celebrate Easter. In fact, 2 years ago, we released an episode called The Man Who Fled, and it is still one of the most downloaded episodes of this podcast. We talked about this unknown story that often gets passed by in the Easter story about a man who flees in the garden. And so if you get some time this week, check that out. It's one of my favorite episodes. But I'm excited about what I want to talk about today, what God has really just laid on my heart today. And it's this idea of control, because we like to be in control, right? We like when things are going the way that we plan them, way we expect them to. A lot of us fight so hard for control. If you don't know me personally, let me tell you a little bit about my full-time job. It's not the most glamorous job at all. I work at a factory, and essentially we build cables, harness cables for the military, and we do some commercial work as well, but mainly for the military. And so what I am what they call a builder. And so essentially, cables are braided together, the wires are braided together, shields are put on them, and then they come to me and I essentially put them together in the form that they need to be in. And so whether that means soldering wires together to create one wire, stripping off the ends of wires, putting contacts on, crimping those on, plugging those contacts into connectors, so those connectors are what gets plugged into whatever machinery they're going to. But that is my job. I'm a builder, and there's other people in our factory that they might work in the mold room where they put the molding on, or when they clean up the cables to make them look nice. There's the electricians that make sure that they run the electrical tests, and then there's the engineers that build the blueprints. And it is just a collaborative effort by all of us to build these cables. Now, I'm not claiming to be a perfect builder. I make mistakes often. I try my hardest not to, but mistakes are human nature. But can I tell you something that's really frustrating in my job? It is when I spend hours and hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, working on a certain cable, and then it goes to another part of the plant, and whether it's my fault or their fault or just faulty engineering or just faulty cables that we received from the suppliers, it's really frustrating when I put on all this work and something happens to the cable, whether there's a hole in the molding, something happens in electrical and there's shorts in the wires. It's really frustrating because it's not going the way I planned. And I have no control over what happens to that cable once it leaves my hands. And I don't like that. I don't like not being in control of something. And that is our human nature, because we want to be in control, don't we? So much. And we see this in the life of Jesus, and especially the last night. I'm getting to a a point here, I promise. But Jesus, he calls his disciples in the garden to come and sit while he prays. And then we read it in Matthew 26, starting verse 38, it says this: "Then he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me.' And then going a little further, he fell on his face and he prayed, 'My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.' And he came to find the disciples. He found them sleeping. And in this moment, Jesus asked the disciples to sit and watch while he goes off and prays. And he couldn't get his disciples to do what he asked. He asked them to do one thing, and it was to watch, to stay awake. Now, in their defense, it's probably a hard thing to do to stay awake while somebody else is praying and all you're doing is sitting there watching. But even in one of his final moments, Jesus couldn't control his disciples, his disciples' actions. And again, as a human, Jesus, like us, probably liked to be in control somewhat. And this had to have been a very frustrating season for Jesus. Like, if I were in Jesus' sandals in this moment, I would be losing my mind because I can't control what's about to happen to me. I'm about to die. In fact, like, he prays, "God, if it is possible, take this cup from me. I don't want to do this right now." And he can't even control his disciples when he asked them to stay awake. And it had to have been very frustrating. And we all know what it's like to lose control, to not be able to have things go the way we want it. A lot of us will immediately go back to COVID-19. Where we couldn't do much, right? We couldn't go to the movies. A lot of people couldn't graduate. We couldn't even go get haircuts. And it was a frustrating season. But more than that, we all have seasons where we can't control what happens. Loved one dies. We lose our jobs. Things don't go our way. Our finances aren't where we want them to be or where other people expect them to be. And sometimes I think we overestimate the degree of control that we have in uncontrollable events in our lives. Yes, we can control some things, but some things we just can't control, and there's nothing we can do about it, and there's nothing more frustrating or heartbreaking in those moments. And here's something that I've thought about. The more we try to control, the more we're afraid of losing control. And the more we're afraid, the more we try to control. And it's this vicious cycle that we're stuck in, is that we just keep trying to control, control, control. But that's not the end of Jesus's praying. Because notice what he does. A verse 42, it says, again for the second time, he goes away and prays. He says, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Jesus surrenders control to God. And that's such a hard thing to do, especially if you're a control freak like myself. And here's something, Pastor Craig Groeschel, he says this: "You don't always have the power to control, but you always have the power to surrender." And that is so tough, right? Because when we don't have control, when life isn't going the way we want it, we want to say, "God, where are you? Why are you causing this? Why are you allowing this? How are you going to use this? Where are you when life gets hard?" Because we feel like there is no control in our life. If we can't control it, how is anybody else in control? And a lot of times, our faith in God, we have faith in God because it benefits us. We think that having a relationship with God should lead to me being happy and healthy and comfortable and having a trouble-free life. But there's a problem with that. Because if we think that God wants us to be happy, and we're not happy, we either think one or two things. We think that God has failed, or there's something wrong with me. And then we start to think, well, I tried religion. I tried prayer. I tried going to church. I tried joining a small group. It didn't work. I tried following Jesus, and life is still hard. What if I surrender to God's will, though? What would happen if I just gave it all to God? It's hard, because surrendering to God's will, it might mean that you're single for 5 more years. Surrendering to God's will might mean that it doesn't immediately heal those pains in your life, your migraines that you have every day. Surrendering to God's will might mean that your marriage doesn't instantly get better. We follow Jesus. We pray for God's will. Life is still hard, and it's frustrating, and it's infuriating at times. It's heartbreaking at times, because life is still so very hard. It's been said many times that God's will is rarely easy, but it's always good. It's rarely easy. Like, it wasn't easy for Jesus. Jesus had to die on a cross. It wasn't even easy for his mom, Mary. She had to watch her own son die to give his life up for God's will, the cross. She had to watch him be arrested, beaten, whipped him almost unconscious, drove spikes in his wrist and his feet. He hung naked on a cross. He had no control. And if anybody could have had control in this moment, it was Jesus. He could have taken control. He could have called legions of angels down. But instead, he says, Father, forgive them. Father, it is finished. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus didn't have control, but he did have the power to surrender. Luckily, he didn't stay dead on the third day. Women visited the tomb, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus had risen. See, Jesus died for our sins. He didn't have control over that. He didn't have control what was going to happen to him after that. It was God who raised him from the dead. Jesus didn't come for the righteous, the ones that had their life together, that were in control of their lives. He came for the sinners whose life were spiraling out of control. God's will is not always easy, but it is always good. We don't have the power to control everything, but we do have the power to surrender. So, in closing, this Easter season, I want to ask you something. What are you trying to control that you really need to surrender? Is it a relationship? Is it the sin issue? Is it health? Is it finances? You know, there's no such thing as a part-time surrender. Like I am 84% surrendered to Jesus. I'm going to trust you with some things, but not all things. I'm going to trust you to save my family, my kids, but not my life. I got this under control. I'm going to trust you to get me into heaven, live life eternally with God, but I'm not going to trust you with my job or my health or my finances. There's no such thing. But notice that Jesus says two key words here. I'll read them again. He says, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. In other translations, it says, If it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. I know I quoted him earlier, but Pastor Craig Groeschel, he says this, real faith starts between the if and the yet. If I get married, if he heals me, if I get a job, if I get into the college I want to go to, But what if we, changed it a bit? If I get married, if I don't get married, doesn't matter. Not as I will, but as you will. If he heals me, if he doesn't heal me, not as I will, but as he will. If my finances are in perfect order, if they're not in perfect order, not as I will, but as you will, everything inside of us tells us not to live this way. The American culture we live in tells us not to live this way. You take control. You control your destiny. You make it happen. You live your best life. You do you. Jesus tells us in Matthew 10, if you cling to your life, you're going to lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you're going to find it. To follow Jesus means you surrender control completely. But it's then where you find real life. And surrendering to Jesus isn't just something that happens in a moment. It's an ongoing. It's a daily choice. And it's rarely easy, but it's always so good. Life right now for me is chaotic. There's a lot of things I can't control right now, and it worries me, it frustrates me, it makes me anxious. But when I let go of it, when I say, no matter what happens, God, you're in control, I'm trusting in you, I make it through one day at a time, and I do the same thing that we encourage you to do each and every week, and that is to press on. But in order to press on in this life, you have to surrender control. Jesus did. And because Jesus did, we get to celebrate the greatest day of the year, the day that he rose again. So I hope you and your family have a wonderful Easter. Spend some time focusing on what Jesus did. He gave it all up so you could have everything. Hey, I can't wait to see you next time. Until then, adios.